Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to AstroMind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what are we, what's the topic for tonight?
Well, I would just like to share more about the, my, book of, 5,000 spells, since we haven't really talked about much about, spell castings and what it can do to help people and kind of help people to get on their path. And some of these spells are pretty ancient. I have these, I was looking at these love potions, which require a lot of different things. And some people like to cast spells with, like if you go to Sedona, you'll notice you're going to one of their metaphysical shops and you'll look at one of their wands. And I want to tell a little story about my wand casting, because when I went in there and I got a wand, one of the wands jumped off the shelf and landed in my hand. So what kind of energy do you get from the wands from Sedona?
Well, we know that Sedona is a very powerful place. You know, it has a lot of energy there. So it don't surprise me that a lot of the stuff that's there, I mean, you can really be connected to, as long as you're of that higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things will pop out at you a lot faster.
Well, that's very true, because I think that a lot of the carvings that they put into the wands, now they're starting to put like little trees in them. Like they're making them out of trees, and they're starting to put little trees inside the wand, which I think is pretty powerful.
Right.
It really connects you with the earth, earth magic.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, magic has been around for millions and millions of years, you know, since the time of Avalon.
Right.
And Atlantis, and I think they experiment with different energies back then. And they used to make even these crystals, crystal wands, which is really powerful, and they come with certain jewels and certain stones that put out a certain energy.
Right.
And that was also for spell castings and for healings and herbs and different things. And can you kind of explain a little bit about, if you care to share with the people, about your grandmother, what she believed in witches and herbs and spells?
Well, as I was growing up, she was, you know, always telling me about different, he was always trying to explain to me how people can cast different spells and put like a curse on other people, you know. Mm-hmm. And so she was always trying to protect herself, and this could be done, you know, with certain metals, you know, saints or prayers or, you know, just about anything that, you know, so that you have protection from any bad energy that people might try to put onto you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is, as I was growing up, you know, to me, when I was younger, I didn't really take it too serious, but as we, you know, started learning more about, you know, what these can do, to me, you know, they're very powerful.
Right.
And people have to realize that there is people that are able to do different things to different people, and so they have to be careful and always have protection around them.
So what would you say if you were to call an astral projection spell, what would that be?
To me, that would be more of a spell that would be used during astral traveling.
Uh-huh.
Because it would be a lot more powerful because you're at a higher consciousness during that time. So this would be something that would be cast, you know, in the astral world.
Well, kind of interesting. It says, surround the bed with fresh potatoes and mugwort plants to help to achieve liftoff. So what do you get from that liftoff?
To me, that would just help to so that the astral projection can lift off and, you know, to help whoever is, you know, going to do an astral projection.
And how do these herbs help? It says astral travel, and then they have this other spell. It's called astral travel powder with cinnamon, mugwort, and sandalwood. And what would be, how would that herb help as an astral travel powder?
Well, we know that certain herbs are part of the elements.
Mm-hmm.
So that would help, you know, that person to be more grounded.
Uh-huh.
Help them to be more of a higher vibration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It says then they have another spell. It's called Nightmare Spell. And what would you think of a Nightmare Spell? How would that help somebody that's having nightmares?
Well, that's interesting because a lot of times when people have nightmares, they either dreaming about, you know, different entities or demons or bad spirits or something in their dream. And with
mm-hmm.
this spell, it would help so that you're being protected from whatever, you know, what you're dreaming about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the nightmare spell protection would be
yeah.
a good one for that.
Right.
Okay. Let's look at some of the other ones. It says spells for insomnia. And what would be insomnia to you for a lot of people?
People who have trouble sleeping at nighttime. One
yeah,
of the
says
biggest...
you can't sleep and you can't dream. This is simple, of course. Chronic insomnia causes other trouble, too. Grouchy, irritation, infection at work. Unable to sleep
yeah.
when you want to, and you may find yourself unable to stay awake, uncomfortable at moments, and your immune system may be suffering in your sleep. So what do you get from that?
Well, we know that our body requires so many hours of sleep, and if you're not getting that, it's going to affect your body, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually.
Uh-huh.
So it's important that we get the right amount of hours of sleep. And with this spell, that would help so that you can clear your mind and be more relaxed and going into a deeper sleep.
Uh-huh.
So that would, yeah, I could see how that would work.
It says, you may find yourself turning to medication to support your dream, which could lead to seduction, but to suppress dream. Is this a problem? That's what it's asking.
Hmm. Well, we know that drugs.
Do you kind of see that as a problem, or?
Yeah. Well, we know that drugs can cause a lot of different effects, even hallucinations,
which could be lead to seduction.
Yeah.
In your dreams.
Right.
So you may have a dream of somebody raping you.
Yeah. Or
and it may
somebody.
Cause psychological problems.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
So you might wake up feeling either grouchy, gruggy, it says, and you may have some side effects with those medications. So I'm getting that, you know, if you had a dream and you were being raped by somebody and you woke up, you're not going to have a very good day.
No.
You're going to have a lot of psychological problems.
Okay, here's a good example. Why is it that you can have a dream that you enjoy so much and it makes you feel so great that you don't even want to wake up? You just want that
dream
to continue.
There's times where I just didn't want to wake up.
But then on the other hand, you can have a dream that's terrifying and make you feel, you know, very scared or very anxious or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it can happen, you know, both ways.
That's true.
And it can affect, you know, affect your moods also.
That's true. And I think that for a lot of people, if they want to really journey and they really want to get in touch with the astral, I don't think medication is the answer for that, because that blocks all emotions
from
flowing. So I think that hypnosis would be a good tool for insomnia.
Right.
If it's a better approach, you know.
We know that, you know, hypnosis is very powerful when it comes to the, you know, the subconscious mind and the dream state.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, to me that would be a lot better than, you know, drugs or any kind of medications, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't know how they're going to affect you.
That's true. And then there's, what would you call wake hypnosis? How would you, if you were to talk about a hypnosis spell, how would wake hypnosis affect people?
Well, wake hypnosis is mainly people are aware of everything that's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in hypnosis, but they're more aware.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that wake hypnosis is. But yet it's a light trance that they go into, and it helps
mm-hmm.
them so that they could be more, you know, relaxed and more focused.
Uh-huh. And how
but,
would a dream spell, for an example, if you were to do a spell to remember your dreams, how would that be effective for people?
Well, more than any, this would put their attention more to that, you know, dream, so that they could be more aware, you know, what their dream was about.
Uh-huh.
And why is it that you can have a dream the night before, but the next day when you wake up, you can't you could only remember just little bits and pieces of it?
That's true.
You can't remember the whole dream.
Well, what about lucid dreaming? What would you say about that lucid dreaming spell? It says, staying conscious while dreaming, being able to achieve and negate thoughts, thought patterns. So what do you get from that?
Well, we know that lucid dreaming are like very real, almost like you're there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like a, you know, like this reality.
So you think you're asleep, but yet you're not.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so like sleepwalking.
Like sleepwalking, yeah.
Interesting. Well, there's a lot of different kind of dream spells here. Dreams for protection, dream enhancing. What would you say about dream enhancing? How would that affect people?
Well, if you wanted to make your dream so that it's more enhanced, I mean, to really bring out, you know, what the dream is all about, make it, you know, almost like it's real, you know, almost similar to...
So like more 3D.
Yeah, more 3D.
Oh, okay, like tuning in your television, like making it more realistic. Like a regular TV versus a flat screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. What about
Adrian?
What
I
want to
invite our callers to call in and, you know, and get in on a conversation or even for a free reading before we go off the air. And we want to thank all our listeners out there for, you know, supporting us, you know, with our show. And what's the next question you have, Adrian?
What about a summoning spell? Like,
well,
for an example, I'll give you a good example. I was thinking about my friend today,
right?
And what you and somehow I summoned him to come to me.
Yeah.
Now, would that be considered a summoning spell when we're focusing on somebody?
I'd say that would be.
Like, for an example, on Harry Potter, he told Harry Potter, "You're probably wondering why I summoned you here tonight."
Mm-hmm.
And how would that be effective if somebody wanted to see somebody or talk to somebody? How would a summoning spell be effective?
Well, I think what it does, it sends out that energy, almost like mental telepathy.
Uh huh.
You know, you want to, when you're thinking of somebody, you're sending out that energy to them, and then they're either thinking about you or wanting to call you.
Well, that's pretty powerful because, I didn't do a ritual, but I guess you can call it a ritual because in my mind it was focused on my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I summoned him here. In less than 2 minutes, he was knocking on my door, so I guess that could be a summoning spell.
Yeah.
Because you're sending out that energy. You're sending out that vibration.
Adrian, let's go ahead and invite one of our callers. We've got a caller that's waiting.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 386 area. Hello, you're on there.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, and what's your name,
you?
Please?
I'm sorry?
First of all, what is your name?
My name is Sheena.
Sheena, and where are you from?
Florida.
Okay, and do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. It's about my male friend, and for some reason he wanted to spend some time away from me, and like we've been inseparable since we got together, but you know, now all of a sudden he wants to spend, you know, some time away from me, and I'm just kind of wondering what that's about.
Adrian, what are you picking up from that?
Well, this would be interesting that we were just talking about that, and we were talking about summoning spells. And I think that something like that would be good for you to focus on this person when you go in meditation and summon them, ask the universe to summon them to you, so that way you can see this person again and bring them closer to you. Because somehow, see, when we make a contract with, when we make a soul contract with a certain individual, we create these cords. And what these cords do is they connect us with us. And sometimes when those cords are broke or they're cut, they disconnect. So this is the reason why people become more distant, because they disconnect from those cords. But when you summon them back into your life and you allow them to come back in your life, you will see them again.
Right. No, it's not that he went away for good. I'm just saying he wanted to spend some time away, like, overnight. And I was just wondering if that was something personal for me or if it would have to do with another woman.
Well, it don't have anything to do with another woman. It just means that he needed some time away because your energy could be too overwhelming for him, and he doesn't know what the feelings that he's feeling, that he's getting from you. And that's kind of what I get from that. But not to assume anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you don't want to jump to conclusions thinking it's another woman, because that's not what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that it's something deeper than that he's feeling.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, it's kind of in a good way, because how long have you been together with this person?
It's not been that long. It's been about a month.
And have you been seeing each other off and on since you've been together?
Yeah. No. Just straight.
Oh, you've been more distant.
No, we've been together for a straight month and are inseparable. And I have some issues. I've been having some issues for the past 2 weeks. And he's
kind of. Well, see, there's a good thing, because what's happening is you're both stepping back, thinking about what you want in your lives in a different perspective. It kind of puts things into perspective, even travel puts things into perspective, because it helps you to think clearly. But the distance is just going to make you stronger, because you're going to be able to really think, do some soul searching and think about what's important for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to bring you closer together. It'll either bring you closer together or more distant from each other. If it brings you more distant, then that means that your contract with this person has canceled. And whatever contract that you made with this person on a soul level has been canceled. And it means it's time for you to move on and go to your next soulmate.
Oh, so this guy is a soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, either a soulmate or a twin flame. If he's a twin flame, then there will be more unconditional love, and there will be more signs, and there will be more telepathy, more feelings that you have never felt in your whole life. And sometimes emotions can get in the way of those feelings.
Right.
You know, sometimes possession can come into play where you feel very possessive, you know.
Right, he's very, like, protective, and it just has me wondering, because he just got out of a relationship with another female, and I was wondering if he was just missing that and comparing me to her, or if he's missing her, or, you know what I'm saying? It causes insecurities.
There could be some trust issues. You know, I'm not saying he's totally healed from that. There could be some trust issues that he's trying to work on. And that's good for the distance, because when you're together too much, he can't think straight. He's confused, you know. He's like, oh, where do I go next? Because old issues start coming up, you know. And you're starting to realize of things that do not serve you. That is the one of the 10 signs of a spiritual awakening. We were talking about that on our last show. The different signs to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen to our archives about that, and I explained the 10 signs of spiritual awakening, and I think if someone were to write a book on that, that would really inspire people, because it would help people to understand why they're feeling the way they are, and you know, what is so wonderful about 2012 and in the shift of consciousness, you know, what is opening up. And twin flames, that's another thing that people need to start studying. They need to start learning more about their twin flames and their soulmates. What's the difference? Because there is a difference. There's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because soulmates don't last that long like a twin flame does. Twin flame is internal. It's very internal.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal is what I mean. And internal. Internal and eternal. And the internal is the spiritual connection that you have with your twin flame. That's the internal.
Okay. Well, it was one night we were talking, and he got emotional. I guess it was a tear there. And I was just wondering where that came from for him.
He got real emotional?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that could have been a suppressed memory that he was breaking free from a barrier that he's put up. It's kind of a shield. It's kind of like a little box, like some people have, you know, to protect themselves.
Oh, okay.
And he was just showing him inside the box. That's what he was doing.
Do you feel any danger between the two of us? We're so much alike. Our attitudes, our tempers, and
what are your signs?
I'm a Scorpio. He's a Virgo.
And what are you getting from that, Agent?
Virgos are very stubborn, and they're not very sexual. They don't show no emotion. And the only time when they do show emotion is when they're very angry about something from the past that has happened, and they haven't let go of that yet, and they hold grudges. So he's holding a grudge from the past. He has to let that go, because that grudge will eat him up inside. It will be like acid, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have a lot of health problems too. Going to have a lot of blockages and health problems, you know.
Adrian, I just want to stop the conversation for just a minute and thank all our callers and all our listeners for joining us on the air tonight, and we want to welcome everybody back to our show tomorrow night, and go ahead and continue the conversation even after we're off the air, and Adrian, what else did you need to tell him?
Well, the other thing is Virgos are not very good communicators when it comes to a lot of things that are emotional. So that's one of the things that he's hiding from her too. You know, when it comes to that, they run. Okay, it's just like Aries. They do the same thing.
Yeah.
Men in Aries, they run from their obligations and their contracts because it's so much easier for them to have to take their time from rushing into things and build their trust because they have a lot of trust issues. Virgos and Aries do. And I hate to say it, but Virgos are one of the most stubbornest air signs in the air sign field, air element. They are the most stubborn. So you're dealing with a very stubborn person. You know, to
on
break
the other
that
hand, he feels, on the other hand, though, he's going to see so sweet and compassionate. And
they can be very generous, just like Leos can, very compassionate, very analytical, you know, they like to analyze a lot, they have to think things through. That's what's going on. He's thinking things through.
Okay.
They're very
wow.
scientific.
So my guys are saying to be patient, and you know, with him, and to when you do start spending more time together, is to get him to open up, you know, and feel comfortable talking to you about anything, you know, that might be he might be suppressing or holding back. Main thing is for you to, you know, comfort him and make him feel, you know, that you can be there for him.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that as much as I can. The thing that worries me, though, is that he's not really working right now, and there's some things he wants to, I guess, get together. I'm not sure if he wants to better himself, but he you know, presented that to me that he wants to get, you know, get better, and which a lot of people are, you know, struggling financially. But I was just wondering if he was going to be okay on that behalf.
I think eventually, yeah, because Virgos they're not lazy. They're very, very motivated, but they're very sloppy at times. Of getting things going, so he kind of has to have a little kick in the butt to kind of get him going. That's what
I mean by that.
You have to let him know. You have to sit down firm rules and say, look, this old things like this does not serve me, because you have to think of your well-being too, and say, look, you know, either do this or else.
Then he won't get mad.
Well, it's not going to make him mad. It's going to make him motivated.
No. Okay.
It's just going to give him a little kick in the butt.
Yeah, I kind of already did that. It's funny you saying that, because I put it to him this way. You know, this is what I need from you in order for us to have things together, because I like to have nice, not that I'm materialistic, I just like to have the nicer things, and just like for home to be comfortable and nice. And
if a man tells a man to do something like that, they're not going to do it. But if a woman tells a man to do it, they will do it.
Wow.
And if he doesn't do it, then you realize he really wasn't meant for you, because it's an obligation, and he's not fulfilling his obligations to his contract.
Hmm.
what's more important to him. If it's not important to him, then what's important to him is the money. It's not the, you know, it's not the love connection.
Adrian, we're going to go ahead and finish this conversation and go on to the next person. We have one more caller before we end our time.
And the reason why I say that is because he's a Virgo, and Virgos are not affectionate. They don't know how to be.
Let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 646 area. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi, and what's your name, please?
My name's Christina.
And where are you from?
California.
Okay, and we're not going to have a lot of time left, so we'll have to talk as quickly as we can. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I was wondering if you can draw a card to give me some guidance on what's going to be happening between me and Tim.
Okay, so I'm going to pull an oracle card for you.
Thank you.
Give you a message, because I feel like you need a message. You need inspiration.
Yes.
So you and Tim. Okay, so the first card I pulled was the crown chakra card. And do you know what the crown chakra is?
Kind of.
It is the right on top of your head. That is the crown chakra. And that is a very powerful chakra, because that's what receives information.
Yes.
So if you're receiving information from a higher source, then you're receiving, right now you're receiving information about this, what's going on. So there is definitely a higher connection with this person.
Yes, I actually witnessed several episodes of events that I think they're not happenstance, but rather they're messages for me. They're happening. And I wonder if those are really what I think they are, that they're messages from the spirits, or am I just imagining them?
Yes, they are, because it says the crown chakra is located at the top of the head and has been called the powerful receiver of light of energy. This chakra is the center of your link with the universe, the infinite higher consciousness, and the connection between wisdom, spiritual insight. The crown chakra is the center of the air where enlightenment comes in and energies and spirits may come through. When dispelled through your aura for total well-being. To balance the chakra, I find that meditation and yoga and spiritual healing and color therapy works best. When properly aligning your crown chakra, it will expand to a point where it is possible to access the tap into the deepest source of wisdom. So what is your thought on that?
Well, I was questioning all the messages I was getting. And I wasn't sure if they were just my imagination or they were really, you know, messages for me. Like yesterday when I tried to read the situation with tarot cards, even the layout was perfect. You know, it was perfectly fit with what the situation that I am in. And yet I'm still doubting it.
Okay, and maybe that's what it's saying, is your doubts are coming through your crown chakra, is energy flowing out and not in. So what you need to do is you need to work with meditation, like it says, and you need to work with colors, surrounding your crown chakra with the color of golden energy going in your crown chakra through your head.
I see.
And because the energy is going out, it's not coming in. You're not receiving what's that word called? Not receiving, you're receiving revelation, but you're not receiving discernment.
I see. I'm getting the messages, but I'm not understanding the messages.
Right. Discernment, yeah, understanding.
Got it. Okay.
Which means you have to discern these subliminal energies that are coming in, that are flowing in.
Yeah, I don't think those events occurred by chance. They're just so, so they struck me very, very deeply.
Mm-hmm. And what are you getting, Roy?
Well, I'm getting that there's some blockages there.
Mm-hmm.
And these blockages could be from a past life.
So you feel it goes deeper.
It goes deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get past these blockages, my guides are saying that you need to use the Neo Cube on them.
What is
okay.
that?
Explain to her what a Neo Cube is, Agent.
Well, the Neo Cube is energy technology. It's an alien energy technology. And what it is, it's a box that a friend of ours created that has triangles on the center of the box. And with these triangles, they connect with your chakras. And it opens up what they call stargates. And when they open up the stargates, you access the universe, DNA in your body and the universe, and you connect the two. And then you could place anything that you want in the stargates by asking the Neo Cube to bring about your whatever you want to manifest, whatever your desires are, whatever you're focusing on, it will manifest for you. There are different types of Neo Cubes. There's the Ideal 10, which is the Zen Master, and the Zen Master is kind of a faster process. It speeds up time a lot faster, which is the time grids. And then you have the Ideal 80, which is we call the Gate Key, which what this does is this opens up gates in different dimensions, which goes a little bit more deeper, and it's more powerful because it's a unit that amplifies energy. It's an amplified energy.
I see. So the blockages that you see, what do you see will ultimately happen?
Well, once we open up that blockages that are blocking, you'll receive more discernment. You'll understand the signs more. You know, the information is coming through so fast that it's hard for you to catch up with the energy because, you know, you're already in that 10 signs of spiritual awakening because everything you've told me is all part of the 10 signs. And so out of one of those signs, you have them all. It's like you've put up barriers to block the other signs from coming in, from the information. So you're not understanding them because they're coming in too fast. So what we need to do is we need to slow down the time grids and allow yourself to give yourself enough time to understand what's coming through.
I want to go ahead and open up the Neo Cube and show her how that's done.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're just going to open up the stargates. And,
with her permission.
With your permission.
Yes.
And right now I like to activate stargate mode. And I would like to activate stargates and activate automatic mode to increase now. And also like to activate automatic mode and increase now. And we would also like to ask the Neo Cube to enlighten us into the higher vibrational frequencies and ask the Neo Cube to integrate our mind, body, and spirits at this time. And we would like to manifest for this lady that